This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Over in Europe, they are on the lookout for a second wave of the pandemic. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control has updated its numbers. 18 countries have seen an increase in cases. Greece, to pick just one random one, recorded 283 new cases on Sunday, its highest daily number since the beginning of this whole thing. But let us take a second look here, shall we? Because in spite of Sunday's numbers, Greece has actually managed this virus pretty well. Less than 10,000 total cases, only 254 deaths. Last time a lot of us heard from or about Greece, really, it was back in the days of the debt crisis and cratering confidence in the Greek government. So Marketplace's Stephen Beard decided to call some of the people he met back then to see what's changed now.
Throughout the debt crisis a decade ago, there was no more scathing a critic of the Greek character than Yanis Sarakatsanis, who, at the height of the country's financial woes, co-produced this satirical stage show in Athens. The show ridiculed what it called Greek fecklessness and indiscipline.
Ελλάδα 2011. Μια χώρα σε αποσύνθεση.
But today, even the acerbic Sarakatsanis has softened his view. In handling the pandemic, he says, Greece's self-esteem has been somewhat restored.
It is true that we felt proud, we felt competent as a country for once in our lives, and this whole thing boosts in our confidence.
In spite of the recent spike, Greece has done much better in curbing the spread of COVID-19 than many of its European partners, including its arch critic in financial matters, Germany. Athens has been 5 times more effective in limiting the mortality rate than Berlin. Why? The answer is simple, says Christos Mavrou, a department store sales manager.
The Greek government took measures very early compared to other countries.
In fact, in February, before a single Greek death, and he says the citizens eagerly complied with the restrictions. They found the government warning that the healthcare system might not cope all too credible.
They knew that the health system is very weak in Greece.
It's been ravaged by years of austerity mandated by the IMF and the EU. Another reason for compliance, says Mavrou, was the government's very strict enforcement of measures like mask wearing.
And, you know, Greek people are poor, so they don't want to pay the fines.
With the second oldest population in Europe after Italy, Greece could have so easily become a COVID-19 disaster zone. Another reason that it hasn't so far, says psychiatrist Dimitris Papadimitriadis, is one very benign aspect of Greek culture.
You see, Greece is still a country where family counts a lot. Too many generations stay under the same roof. So the youth are very protective of the older ones, the elderly, if I may say so.
So why the recent sharp spike in coronavirus cases? This tourist ferry leaving the port of Piraeus may be part of the problem. Bank worker Efi Panitsoukopoulou says it was the albeit reduced influx of foreign visitors when travel restrictions were lifted in May that helped fuel the current upsurge.
Greece depends on tourism, so we have to open the borders for tourism. So I think that destroyed all the work that we have done. But we cannot do it without tourism.
It accounts for almost 20% of Greece's GDP and a big chunk of her family's income. Her husband is a leisure yacht skipper. His employment's been very patchy this year. There's a big hole in the family budget. But Efi feels nothing like the shame and stress of the debt crisis when Greece was a pariah in Europe.
Now that I know that everybody has the same problem, it's not stressful for me. We are all in the same boat.
For the first time in a decade, she actually feels optimistic about Greece's future. And so does book publisher Kostas Papadopoulos.
We can look at ourselves at the mirror now. Before, we couldn't.
He feels encouraged that the centre-right government that's been in power for a year now took such decisive action at the start of the pandemic.
I think we trust the state a lot more than we used to trust it before. And I hope we're not going to be very disappointed in the future, in the near future. But I'm feeling optimistic, yes.
That optimism, though, could be sorely tested in the months ahead. The IMF has forecast the Greek economy will shrink by 10% this year, a bigger annual drop than any seen during the debt crisis. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.